Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, September 2nd, the 80th anniversary of the formal victory over Japan. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and the great Basiliga companies, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John. We lost them this year, but we get the chance to celebrate their memories. Harold Wittoschinski, Scranton, Gary Myers, Kingston, Harry Swithers, late of Arizona, but he was from Alden, Alfred Maholick, Hazel Township, and Michael Smith, late of North Carolina, but he was from Clifton Heights, New Jersey. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, letting you know that because of our commitment to common sense, you have found a sanctuary of sanity, where the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago are so insane, and the Democrat Party writ large has gone so Looney Tunes that they're refusing to save their own people. Hey, we don't want any help out here in Chicago when... 46 people shot over the weekend? I mean, it's insanity. Wow. Hey, speaking of the Japanese surrender, one of our great listeners pointing out the Missouri is in Hawaii as a tourist attraction, meaning the very USS Missouri upon whose deck the agreement was signed. And they're letting me know not too far from Hickam Air Base, pointing out there's military air traffic 24/7 in Hawaii. Somebody texts in, Bob, LTS on a different but very important subject, which I just happen to bring up. Over 50 people shot and 7 killed in Chicago. The mayor today brings up slavery and resistance to Trump invading their city. These people are disgusting human beings. And who's getting shot, stupid Brandon Johnson, you scumbag? You want to bring up slavery? Well, you've enslaved the people of Chicago to your left-wing lunacy. Do you see why we can't have Paige Cognetti be the mayor anymore? We cannot have this insanity in charge. We cannot. Somebody texts in, hey, buddy, just checking in with you listening on the Odyssey app, complimenting the show. And he says, I'm here in downtown Baghdad. Oh, wait a minute. No, this is Scranton. Paige Cognetti, how about you accomplish something before you run for a better office? And again, she is. Just picture Joe Biden falling up the steps of Air Force One. This is what she wants to do. Unbelievable. The arrogance of the announcement is off the charts. Off the charts. And now we have, just I wanted you to think about this. Don't tell me that the disease has not affected local Democrats. And certainly not all of them, but some of them. We have a board of elections that included a Lackawanna County judge who voted with Billy Gaughan to try to keep him in power. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. They break the law to keep people in power. And Gaughan's done a horrible job. Horrible job as commissioner. He did such a bad job. McGloin said, enough, I'm getting out of this. This is nuts. All right, well, it's Monday. Well, it's Tuesday, I should say. So it's time for Monday Musings, which is Monday Musings on a Tuesday. It's John Perillo. That's his theme song. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm in a lather.
At least that's unusual, right?
56 people shot in Chicago, but they don't need any help. Wow.
Well, and thank you for having Rick on, by the way, this morning. I really enjoyed his piece, and I always do.
Great.
So
he's great.
You know,
yeah.
And I did want to look at something a little bit different this week, and in the aftermath of the attacks in Minneapolis, you know, Bob and I didn't think we could let that go without some comment. And I know that this particular piece I'm going to do isn't a comfort to anyone who's lost a spouse or a child. And I'm also well aware that sometimes grief drives people away from belief. And in a way, I don't find that unreasonable. I get it. But I'd like to discuss briefly what's called the problem of evil as it relates to the existence of God. And most of the other arguments against the existence of God seem to be more easily refuted. But the problem of evil is something that I think many truly feel is a heartfelt barrier to their belief. And it was to mine as well. And because when you see horrible things, your reaction is to question the existence of God, or at least a God that is both all good and all powerful. So to begin with, if you're struggling with this, you're not alone. This is something that religious scholars have studied quite literally for centuries. And if you were to, you know, try to explore this at one of the world's great universities, which many of which were, by the way, created originally to do just this kind of thing, you would spend years on this. So this will obviously be a very high level look. And I'll take liberally from some of the things that Bishop Robert Barron and many others have said because they were helpful to me.
But hey, John Perillo, let me mention this. If you studied at one of our, and I put this in air quotes, great universities, you might need another 4 years to untrain yourself.
Well, in the old days, originally, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you can think of this out there as a piece, as an attempt to plant some thoughts for when this show is over and you have some quiet time to reflect. And no less than Christ himself addresses the problem of evil in a story, a parable is the biblical word for it, of a landowner who owns and has a field, and he plants a field of wheat. And it's God who is the landowner, and he plants the best seeds. And the story goes on to say that while the people who are tending the field were asleep, which means that while the people who are tending the field, that's us, weren't paying attention, an enemy puts out weed seeds in the same field. And what that tells us is that even in the best work of God himself, we can expect to find some weeds. An enemy has been at work, the parable tells us. And the more the thing is good, the wheat in the story, or children attending a mass in the case of Minneapolis, the more that it's spiritual, the more it has to be attacked. And the weeds and the wheat in this story that Christ tells us, they grow up together. There isn't a border of weeds. There's not a separate field of weeds across the street. They're right there growing with the wheat, just like the evil that we see in our world. And it's us who are tending the field. And as servants to God in his land, it's up to us to take care of the harvest. And the story goes on to say that those who tend the field, that's us, ask if they should go out right now and pull the weeds. So just like all of you are asking God right now, if you've paid attention to that story in Minneapolis, why can't we just go pull up the weeds? But in the story, the landowner, God himself says, no, don't pull up the weeds. And you need to think about that. God himself says that we are to let the weeds grow up in the field of wheat, because if we pull up the weed, we might pull up some of the wheat as well. And the loss of one blade of wheat is too precious to risk, right? We might destroy some good in our pursuit of evil. We are told to wait until harvest for that separation to happen. And it will happen, but it will happen on the master's timeline, not ours. And that takes both patience and humility, which I certainly find very difficult, which begs the question, what's the good that might be pulled up if we just went up and pulled out the weeds? And St. Augustine said that God is so powerful that he can permit evil so as to bring about a greater good. And I want to say immediately that I know that this is of little comfort to those people in Minneapolis and elsewhere who have to look at an empty seat at their dinner table. But I do think that with some effort, we can certainly begin to understand what Augustine was saying, right? Bob had a theater troupe in there a while back that was composed entirely of young people with learning disabilities. And I'm certain I wasn't the only one to listen to the adult coordinators of that group and think of just how wonderful they were as human beings and how joyous these young actors were, regardless of whatever human measurement we might have for their abilities. Right? And all the wonderful veterans that Bob celebrates wouldn't exist if not for the absolute horror of war. And the Hebrews and the American Indians and the Catholics have in common a belief that certain truths about the Creator can be observed in nature, which is his creation. And they call that nature's law. And as Bob has told you, I live out here in ranch country, and we have some spectacular eagles out here, golden eagles with more than 6-foot wingspans, bald eagles, ground owls, you name it. But those majestic animals don't exist without the destruction of rabbits, mice, and other animals. And without the destruction of the rabbit, there is no eagle. And human life shows the same phenomenon again and again everywhere you look. There's no Schindler's List without Nazi Germany. Those extraordinary Medal of Honor citations and all the people that were referenced in Rick's piece, right? Those examples of great heroism never happen without another family receiving the most dreaded visit from a military chaplain. Those spouses and children caring for family members that barely even know that they're there, all of that. And again, before I take another breath, I am completely aware that the fact that a hero exists doesn't take away from the other family's pain in the least. And if that family then wonders how God could possibly do that, or how God could allow this to happen, I get it, right? And yet, we're told to let the weeds and the wheat grow together until the harvest. We shouldn't expect even the best of wheat, the most wonderful creations of God, of our individual lives, to be without some weeds. And maybe we have to be patient and leave that to the master's schedule, as difficult as that might be for me to understand, certainly, right? And I go back to forcing myself to think at least a little bit in an intellectual manner. And I can look at some of the stuff I've seen that really shook me up, and I tend to be emotional about that. And then I realize that what I saw was the tiniest fraction of a tiny story in a single place in the universe that took place in an infinitesimal amount of time. And that part of the story, that the story itself goes back for millennia and will go on for millennia. And I just happened to be standing next to that one sentence in an ongoing narrative when it happened. And then I wonder just how arrogant it is for me to think that, based on my view of that one tiny fragment, that I can extrapolate what the rest of this amazing epic looks like or means. So if God has an infinite mind and exists outside of time itself and has created and is standing over all of this, I have to compare that to me saying, this single event, either in Minneapolis or elsewhere, doesn't make any sense, and it can't possibly have any meaning. And you parents out there have seen this, right? Your 3-year-old doesn't understand what you're trying to accomplish as a parent and objects loudly sometimes and generally in public, right? but they obviously don't get the larger picture. They can't. They can't understand that. Well, multiply that infinitely, and it becomes clear that what we see, what we object to, also loudly sometimes, what we find horrific, that for us to say, you know, because I don't understand this, this has no meaning, is actually a form of arrogance. And when we pray, we aren't doing so to let God know what we need. He already knows that. And of course, we still should pray, regardless of what anybody says. Prayer is never to be dismissed as useless. At the very least, prayer is our acknowledgement of two absolutely critical things. The first, that there is a God, and the second is that it's not us, right? And again, I'm aware that nothing I say here will be a comfort to a parent in Minneapolis who has to look at that empty chair at their dinner table tonight. But maybe we can use this to understand that God himself is aware that there are weeds in his field, and that he sees the weeds too, and that he yeah. knows that we want to help with taking care of that field. He knows all of that, and that sometimes he's just asking us to wait. And again, to the, you know, to your listeners out there, I know we look at these tragedies, and I know how I feel and how emotional I get, and hopefully this is a little bit helpful to you as you try to think about those problems.
Amen. Well, thank you for that, John, a reflective Monday musings here on a Tuesday. We thank you. We hope you have a great week, and we look forward to next week.
Yes, and to you and your listeners as well. Thank you for having me on, and I hope you guys have a great week and enjoy the cooler weather out there.
All right. John Perillo, Monday Musings on a Tuesday. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basaliga and his great family of companies. And we add to the two commentaries regarding World War II and World War I combat veterans. A stone at the Bloomsburg Legion that says, what is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, reserve, peacetime, wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Harry Swithers, resident of Flagstaff, Arizona, when he passed away on June 22nd this year. But he was from Alden. He passed away from complications related to Parkinson's disease at the age of 90. The Swithers family owned and operated Sanitary Ice Company in Alden. And as a young man, Harry worked in business and developed a strong work ethic there. He attended Newport High School, graduating in 1946. In January of 47, Harry and two friends, Foster Whitebread and George Check, hitchhiked to California to study aerospace engineering. Amazing people. In 1949, Harry joined the Air Force, became an aircraft maintenance staff sergeant. He served in the Philippines during the Korean War. In 1952, he married his Nantagoke sweetheart, Elizabeth Betty Norton, in Hollywood. They moved to rural Santa Monica Mountains, where they raised two girls. Harry was a mechanical engineer and valued employee and colleague at Hughes Aircraft in Culver City, California, for 25 years, involved with the development of early space program projects and the radar systems for the F-14 and the SR-71, the B-2 Spirit, and more. He enjoyed carpentry. He wasn't just an engineer. His daughters were the apple of his eye, and his beautiful wife, still his sweetheart, after 66 years of marriage. Harry will be deeply missed by his wife, Elizabeth, who sadly has now passed. His daughters, six grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. They say in the obit, Harry, you fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. He'll be buried in Nanticoke Cemetery. Harry Swithers. Alfred Mahaldic. He was 89 when he passed August 27th. He was from Hazel Township, raised in Summit Hill. He'd been married for 59 years this past October 2nd. Graduate of last class at former St. Anne's High School in Lansford, where he was captain of the football team, as well as class salutatorian. He attended Penn State University, began his career as a stockbroker, and then became manager of Drake Bakeries, East Brunswick, New Jersey. He served us in the U.S. Army, stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Member of St. Joseph Catholic Church in Shepton, he was a Knights of Columbus fourth degree, surviving along with his wife, his sons, and other family members. Alfred Mahaldic. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basaliga and Eastern Roofing Systems, one of the premier commercial institutional roofing companies in the entire eastern United States. And they bring that expertise to your home because they're based in Jessup, and they'll take care of business with you too. Eastern Roofing Systems, our sponsor. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated shower. It'll be 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies down to 56. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds. Chance of a stray shower, 78 degrees. Thursday, morning sun, then cloudy with showers and thunderstorms late in the day. High of 78.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Hollies. Murph says this date, 1972, they moved up to number two with their hit Long Cool Woman in a black dress. Bob Cadaro with you on WILK. And Brother Mike, who's out there delivering for DePietro's Pharmacy, he said, Ann Cresswell's listening up in Dunmore. Shout out to you, Ann. Thank you for being with us. And, well, thank you for being with DePietro's, too. Why not? Hey, the J-Man Texan, Bob Page is hoping for the Peter Principle. Yep. Falling upwards. He says, you shouldn't say the mayor of Scranton hasn't done anything. I was up there for the Italian festival. I've never seen so many parking meters and signs. Yeah, exactly. When she doesn't she doesn't run the parking in Scranton. It's a company that they just raised the rates for. But this is funny now, by the way. And I love Nancy and Jason. When I walked in here today, now I knew we were going to have Rick Bigelow on, but I didn't think it was a national VJ day. And they were talking about video disc jockeys. And they might have confused. Maybe there's a coincidence there. But our man Bob K points out they were announcing National VJ Day that they thought was video jockeys. Not the 80th anniversary of the victory over Japan. And Bob K says, OMG, oh my God, LTS. Well, we won't let them get away with that unless somehow there's video jockey day, which I don't think it is. By the way, our man Peter Fitzwell in Kingston, he says Mayor Page must be insecure about jobs running for two elected offices at once. Look it. No matter how little self-awareness a left-wing lunatic would have about themselves, absent self-awareness, she knows she's not good at her job. She knows it. Why would you be running for Congress if you were a good mayor? You just wouldn't. And as Joe from Westside points out, he says, LTS every day, it was a beautiful morning to hike the Davis Trail at Naog. Driving by the pool complex on my way out, the whole area is absolutely destroyed. I don't know what their plans are, but obviously there'll be no swimming this year. Yep. And Joseph's, and she wants to run for Congress? She destroyed this city. It's a disgrace. Man, oh man. You got to remember, the left wing and today's Democrat Party, it's about what message you could convey. It's not about what you can do because they can't do anything. So her accomplishments are zero except for increasing the parking rates in downtown Scranton. And by the way, you got to use a credit card, but now they're putting a credit card fee on top of the increase. This is where we're at. Hey, quickly, my man Brian Hughes points out to me, after 250 years of faithful service, the historic 109th Field Artillery of the Pennsylvania Army National Guard, one of the oldest military units in the nation, they retired their flag at the end of the day on Sunday. That happened the other day. On Labor Day, the 109th became the 28th Divarty, D-I-V-A-R-T-Y, short for Division Artillery. It'll continue to maintain its headquarters in Wilkes-Barre, commonly known as the Kingston Armory. Nanticoke's Armory will close and be sold, while Plymouth's Armory will be used by the new unit. The 109th traces its roots back to 1775 May, prior to the founding of the country, and was part of the Connecticut militia at that time. Isn't that amazing? Hey, one other note. My man, another one of our great listeners, Mark from Hazleton, he's pointing out there will be fireworks this weekend. All weekend long is the Hazleton Festa Italiana. And there will be fireworks. Bulldog, do you hear that now? There will be fireworks in Hazleton at their festa. So that's good stuff. Thank you for reminding me, Mark. I told you to let me know what's happening so we could remind the people that Hazleton's got a big weekend coming up. Yeah, unbelievable. It's it's VJ Day. No, that's victory over Japan. Not the VJ, the... Oh, well, they don't have their facts right on the morning show anyway. Well, we've got to take a break on that note. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. That's my man, Gerard Mayer, and he's playing this Sunday at the Bucktown Music Festival. And he got in touch with me over the weekend and said, you know, does he want to do a song with us? And so they've got Murph appearing at the Bucktown Music Festival with Gerard's band. That's going to be exciting. By the way, somebody texting in, you and the Bulldog will have to go to Hazleton and take Lorraine out to the festival this weekend. Just a thought, Fuzzy Wuzzy, says Sean from Larksville. That's a good one. Somebody else said, Bob, I heard Lorraine is going to be lighting the fireworks. She's Hazleton proud. She gets me there. She gets me to Hazleton. It's been a while, but she gets me there. I don't know if I'm making it. Look, Cutie does my schedule. She tells me where I'm going and when I'm going. It's just something. It's one less thing. You know, remember Forrest Gump used to say that? One less thing. It's one less thing I have to worry about is where I'm going socially. You know, so she calls that shot. She just told me, I don't know, she had plans for this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. I'm on a need-to-know basis. Let's put it that way. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, the eponymous program. It'll roll on after this. We'll be right back. Argent. Murph says they moved up to number 4 this date in 72 with their hit Hold Your Head Up. And we're going to finish today with Hootie and the Blowfish. Because back in 95, they moved into the top 10 charts at number 10 with their hit Only Want to Be With You. Pretty good song, right? Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program as we prepare to wrap things up. We'll try to get one more call in here. Let's go to John from Kingston. Hi, John.
Hey, I love your program. God bless you. It's great.
Thank you, man.
I want to quickly comment about you were talking before about the story of the wheat and the weeds.
Yes.
And I want to kind of add something to that. It's actually not a story. It's a parable. And if you read in the Psalms in the Old Testament, the prophecy of the Messiah is when the Messiah would come, he would speak parables that were in God's heart from before the world was created. And so when you read, and I think it's Matthew 13, verses 44, 45, 46, somewhere in there, that when Jesus opened his mouth and taught the parable that was referred to in Matthew 13, that he uttered secrets that were kept in God's heart from before the foundations of the world. Now, very quickly, because I know we're in limited time, it wasn't wheat and weeds, it was wheat and tares. Tares look, when they're planted and they grow, they look exactly like wheat. Hmm. You cannot tell the difference until the time of the harvest. At the time of the harvest, the wheat bows and moves with the wind, and the tares stay straight up in the air, and they're full of poison. Huh. And that's at the time of the harvest that the poison separates.
And how's that spelled, John? How's that spelled? The tares? What? I don't know that word.
T-A-R-E-S.
Okay.
T-A-R-E-S. You want to, one of the problems, there's a big difference between a story and a parable.
A parable
is something that only Jesus could speak. And probably some of these newer Bibles are so watered down that they call parables stories. That's why I like to go with the old reliable Bible.
Uh-huh. Amazing. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Just an addition.
So we love to learn.
The Lord Jesus Christ, we lift him up in a special, special way because he doesn't tell stories. He gives us parables full of wisdom from God's heart from before the world began. God bless you, Bob.
Amen, John. He has. Thank you so much. Hey, Andrew from Jersey here. He tells us National VJ Day, tell the morning show. If we did not have a victory over Japan, they would be doing their show in German or Japanese. Oh. Somebody says, remember, it's The Rock. He says, Mayor Page wants to be governor. She wants that since the first time she ran for school director, when she was appointed, actually. And then she left. She left the school board because she was going to have some tough votes. And she, when the spit hit the fan, she was gone. Oh, Lord. Political opportunism. What a... How awful. Hey, our veterans today. You want to make a final mention of them, thanks to our guy John Basiliga. Harold Wittoshinsky. Harold was from Scranton originally. Gary Myers, Kingston. Alfred Mahalik, Hazel Township. Harry Swithers, late of Arizona, but he was from Alden. And Michael Smith, late of North Carolina, but Clifton Heights, New Jersey. Our great veterans today. Well, it's good to be back with you guys. These long weekends are great, but I miss you. I'm happy to be back with you. Shortened week, but a big week as we begin September. Good stuff every day. We promise you. Well, that's it for me. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:59 and 32 seconds, which means time to go. Time to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. The Sue Henry Show next, straight off of her command performance with Sabatelles on Courthouse Square in Scranton. She's back. She's ready. Have a great afternoon, great weekend. Oh, my man Rob O'Donnell. Saw him and he had the whole gang in. He had the Marines. He had the Air Force or the Navy pilot. The whole gang at the baseball game Sunday. How did I forget that? He'll be on this afternoon. Have a good one, guys. We are adjourned here on the Club for Common Sense.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.